A favorable mix of rain and sunshine, along with temperatures that are seasonable, will likely prevail across a big part of the Midwest as we move forward through this next full week to 10 days. Even though rain will occur periodically and there's still some concern about late-season planting and general field work out there, the bottom line still looks awfully good, with the majority of the region still expected to see some aggressive crop development during this period of time. Due to temperatures that will be in the upper 70s and 80s on a daily basis throughout this 10-day period. Low temperatures at night will likely be in the 50s and 60s most often. There will be a few lower 70s in the southern areas right before rain events take place, and there will be a few upper 40s maybe in the far, far north, but we won't see very much of that. The first round of precipitation in the Midwest will likely begin in the western Corn Belt later today as erratic shower and thunderstorm activity from Iowa into the Dakotas and parts of western Minnesota. But the precipitation will be poorly organized and very light for the most part. We'll have to wait until a disturbance comes up out of West Texas overnight tonight into the southwestern Corn Belt before we'll start seeing an enhancement of rainfall. And during the period from Saturday, maybe Saturday afternoon, through Monday and into early Tuesday, we'll likely see that as being the most active period of time for rain and thunderstorms to work their way through the Midwest. And we'll probably see the greatest amounts of rain from parts of Missouri and eastern Kansas into some areas in southern Michigan and Ohio. The precipitation is not expected to be excessively great in very many locations. Some local totals may be in the 1 to 2 inch range, but for the most part, we're looking for 3 to 9 tenths of an inch of rainfall during this period of time. We'll see a 2 or 3 day period of dry weather that will follow this event, and that will help to firm up the soil and get some producers back in the fields, especially those that only pick up on the 3 to 6 tenths of an inch of rain, which is probably going to be common in a fair amount of the Midwest. Those areas will probably just need one day of drying with temperatures in the 80s, and they'll be back into the fields shortly thereafter. It'll only be those heavier rainfall areas that will likely see a longer amount of delay before field work can resume. And the way it looks right now, those wetter areas will probably be more in the region from Missouri into parts of Ohio than anywhere else. We will expect a few days of drying during the middle part of the week, and then another wave of precipitation will begin on Thursday in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt and work its way through the rest of the region as we move on into Friday and Saturday of next week. And we'll likely see only minor day-to-day temperature changes. We will see a little bit of a cool-off take place behind the frontal system during midweek, but temperatures won't be any cooler than 70s across the region, and we'll likely see those temperatures rebounding right back into the 80s again fairly quickly as we finish out the week going into the following weekend. The majority of the U.S. crops outside of the Midwest are in mostly the same kind of a mode here. Probably the only place where I see detrimental weather occurring for a little while will be in hard red winter wheat country, where we'll likely see showers and thunderstorms today, tomorrow, and probably Monday into Tuesday. Precipitation in some locations might be heavy and persistent enough to raise some concerns over grain quality and certainly some harvest delays, but it's only going to last into Tuesday, and then we should see some better conditions developing as we move into the middle and latter parts of next week. All of the excessive heat that's occurred this week in parts of hard red winter wheat country is going to abate. We'll no longer see 100 degree temperatures after this afternoon, and we'll likely see temperatures come back into a more seasonable range there as well, until late next week when it'll start heating up again. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.